I think they're pretty self-explanatory from what I understand of Wacky Gone By here.
Bill Crisp came over here, and I would say, well, I'm not going to say it, but he came over here in the year 1966. Bill Crisp was over at WKLO as morning man. I don't know if anybody remembers that or not, but he was over there. KLO is not a memorable station. There are people that could have worked over there for 20 years, and 1 out of 1,000 people in the city would not know who they were. It just didn't happen over there. They had pretty decent ratings, but it was not a memorable station. And Crisp was the morning man, and he came over here as program director in 1966, and he and I had worked together at the OWKLO. When he was over here, he had talked to me about coming over here and working. His idea of really getting back at KLO was hiring all their disc jockeys. And so I was seen talking to him, which is, as a result, I got blown out over there. And as a result, I ended up here. But this was Bill Crisp, who was the morning man at Wacky. I have not heard this tape. I've not heard Bill in a long, long time. So this will be a real treat. So this is Bill Crisp on Wacky, dated March 23rd, 1967.
Oh, great, glorious gobs of soul there. That's Sam and Dave. When something's wrong with my baby, there's something wrong with me. Wacky All Hard Time on the Crisp program is now 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. What?
Bill!
What?
Can you give the wacky word for the last hour?
Oh, good grief. I forgot it. I forgot. I got all hung up in meditation, and I forgot to give it.
That's
I'm sorry.
No excuse.
I know. You know, I get slapped on the hand every time. I forgot to give the wacky word last hour. Shame on me. Big deal. I'll tell you what I'll do. This hour, I'll give you two of them. How's that? You think that'll make up for my misdeeds? Okay, your first wacky word for this hour is California. Right now, the jackpot is $105, a stinking $105. And the reason it's a stinking $105 is because Buddy K gave all the money away yesterday to Mrs. James A. Porter of 1043 Clay Avenue. She won $1,057.94. When Buddy K called her, she answered her telephone, "Hello, Wacky," just like you're supposed to, and knew the wacky word for the hour. So congratulations to Mrs. James A. Porter. Your first wacky word for this hour is California, and the amount in the jackpot now, $105. Be listening next few minutes. I may call you.
Let's go. All City Beer. Everybody likes the freshest tasting beer. Everybody wants the freshest tasting beer. Got beer after beer, I'm telling you. City's great taste is there for you. City Ball City Beer. It gives you more. Stop right here and have a beerful city.
Let's go for the freshest tasting beerful city.
The freshest tasting beer today. Pasteurized to keep it that way. Let's go, let's go. For fall city beer.
This is to Wacky all the time, because it's the thing to do.
Thank you, Smoochie.
This is Jack Eldridge with another interview of interest to the motoring public, and we're in the living room of Mr. Hubert Hayes at 7911 Nancy Lane in Pleasure Ridge Park. Mr. Hayes just bought a brand new Pontiac from Sam Swope. Mr. Hayes, why did you go to Sam Swope?
Well, I went out there to look at some of the used cars he had. Bob Delaney asked me to come in and look at the new ones. Wasn't too interested in the new ones, but I went in and looked at them. And about 30 minutes, I was driving home in a new Catalina.
So you hadn't intended originally to buy a new car, but did because the price was right?
Yes, sir.
How much money do you think you saved by buying at Sam's Woke?
I'd estimate around $200 or $300 at least.
Think about it. Can you afford to buy without seeing Swope Pontiac, 4311 Shelbyville Road, where nobody walks away?
The WAKY Community Bulletin Board.
Variety music contest to be held at Stamping Ground Grade School, located on U.S. 227 Stamping Ground, Scott County, Kentucky. Admission adults $1, children under 12 free. Sponsored by the Bluegrass CB Emergency Team of Scott County Division. For information on when and where and all this, call this number 863-0819. That's 863-0819.
If your club, church, or civic group has an announcement you want Wacky to make, mail it at least a week in advance to Bulletin Board, WAKY, Kentucky Home Life Building, Louisville 2, Kentucky.
Okay, Raider Rooter, stand by. You're going to hear your leader in about 30 seconds.
Raider Rooter.
Back when they were in the Home Life Building.
Huh? That's right. I was there in the Kentucky Home Life Building. The dumpiest radio station you ever saw in your life.
Is that right?
Unbelievable. I mean, that thing reeked of dirt. If you turned the monitor speaker up in the control room too loud, the black dirt came out of the ceiling tiles. It's all. But it cooked. But that was in the Kentucky Home Life Building. In fact, we moved Wacky out of there on September 13th, 1969. I played the last song over there, which was the Eve of Destruction. Last record they played, and the first record they played here was a song called I'm So Happy Now by a local group called the Company Front. So that's what happened to the old Wacky over there. So it was a palace moving in over here.
Yeah, so that was Bill Crisp from 1967.
That's right.
And Bill, you said, is now general manager and part owner of a station in Delaware somewhere?
Delaware. Seaford, Delaware.
Seaford, Delaware. WSUX.
That's right. Yes, it's just what it says.
But we'll tune Bill in if we're ever in Seaford, a hot time in Seaford.
That's right. Boy, that sure would be. Okay.
That's right.
Well, we have more coming up here on Wacky. If you just tuned in, it's 12 after 11 o'clock, and I'm Johnny Randolph here. And with Joe Elliott. Joe Elliott is here at Wacky now, and I was a Wacky from 67 until the end of 1977, and Wacky is changing format tonight at midnight, going beautiful music. And some people think it is a joke. They think that, listen, an hour from now. Gary Burbank, we have Gary Burbank's death, and this is a spoof. We have that on later on. We have Skinny Bobby Harper, who made a tremendous impact in the 6 months that he was here. And he was here, the 6 months he was here were the 6 months that Bill Bailey was not here. Did you know that, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Bailey was up at
I used to listen to him.
And then we also have Dig at Louisville, Dude Walker.
We'll
be on a little later on, right here at Wacky. Here's a great old Wacky hit, the Four Tops, and I Can't Help Myself. That's by the Turtles at WAKY, and I'm Johnny Randolph here. We're in the last hour of Wacky. As you have known it over the years, since 1958, Wacky is changing to beautiful music tonight at midnight, and so I came up to be part of all this. Got Joe Elliott here, and Joe, we got this Gary Burbank's death, exaggerated, of course, in a spoof, and this occurred when Burbank left Wacky. And I don't know what year that was. Gary and I had a discussion about that, and he and I disagree on the years. Of course, I guess he's the one that ought to know.
73, maybe? Is that too late? 72 or 73? That rings a bell with me.
Well, that's he was talking about 71, and I said, no, I know it wasn't 71.
No, that seems a little early to me, because Lee Masters was going to do the afternoon show.
Right, Lee Masters, who was working in the evenings at the time, we put Lee on in the afternoon to replace Gary Burbank.
I think it was 73, because they played We're an American Band.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Was it 73? That's a good way
so
to
So it had
then.
To be, It had to be 73.
I should have bet him some money. But Burbank left here, and after a very successful reign, he wanted to become a program director. He left here and went to New Orleans. And didn't like being program director. But anyway, this was Gary's last show. And the whole thing was that Gary would get killed on the... Well, it's self-explanatory, isn't it, Joe?
I think so.
As I recall. Okay, we'll let it roll right here. Gary Burbank's death on Wacky. You could even let you know.
Bank of the Super 79, and wow, Lynn King's having a little problem. He's having a little altercation with this dude outside the door. Hey, what's going on? Hey, you guys, hey, man, you can't come in here, man. Hey, listen, you can't come in here. Yeah, I'm Gary Burbank. Look, you can't come in here.
See this gun I have, Gary Burbank?
What the hell is
what the hell's going on,
man?
I know what's going on. I've been listening to you for 2.5 years, boy. Playing this.
You're just the first guy. I'm getting sick of it. Listen, I don't tell you what. Listen, I'll tell you what, man. If you do anything right, if you shoot right now, if you do anything, there are thousands of people who are going to hear you, and they're going to.
I don't care about your thousands of people. You know why? Look,
Christ.
Hey, listen, man. The ambulance is on the way, man.
Who is this?
This is Lee.
Lee Masters.
Right, man. Listen, man. Everything's going to be cool. The ambulance is on the way. The cops have got the guy, so don't worry about it, okay? Everything's going to be cool.
No, man. Listen, Lee. I can't go on. You got it.
Listen, everything's going to be fine, man.
Listen, shut up, man. Just shut up and listen, man. Listen. Don't.
Lee, man. I know I'm going to die, so don't say anything else.
Okay.
Listen, man. That chair, man, 2:00 Monday afternoon for afternoon drive, man. It's gonna be empty. And listen, you've got this one person that can do it, man. And I want you to step in my shoes, man.
Me, Gary?
Yes, me, you.
When?
Monday at 2:00. Please, Lee.
Gary!
This program has been pre-recorded.
Gosh! I always wanted to do the afternoon show.
W-A-K-Y. Who needs it?
Well, the drip. You believe that? Monday afternoon at 2:00. Gary, we love you.
There he is. That's Lee Masters right there. Yeah, it was certainly.
Great American band.
I'm glad we had a little bit of Lee Masters on the tape. Lee is right now the vice president of VH1, the MTV, sister deal? Still playing here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Video channel for yuppies.
Video channel 3.
That's right. Video channel for yuppies is right.
Lee is a very, very sharp individual, very, very intelligent. He was recently a general manager of a country station out of Tulsa, which is where I used to be, not at the same station, and got this position. But he really is. Lee's got a good head on his shoulders, and that's where he is. And Burbank's in Cincinnati, and let's see, Bailey retired. We talked about that. He'll be reincarnated, though. Bailey will come back.
Oh, yeah.
Who else have we talked about, Joe?
We talked about Tim Tyler being in Dayton. I was trying to think if there was he told me that Dude Walker, who's coming up here in a few minutes, is a weatherman in Memphis now?
Right, weatherman on Channel 3 in Memphis.
Now, that's something.
Yes, sir. Uses the name Johnny Dark, which he used before. He used to work in Memphis as a DJ, and we changed it to John W. Dude Walker up here.
Well, every market had a Johnny Dark and a Bob Raleigh back in the, it's true, back in the 60s.
Yes, sir.
And the station, of course, I grew up in Indianapolis before I moved down here, and WIFE used to use, well, JPS in Evansville, their sister station, I think for a while, used to use jingles where a guy would leave, and they would have a jingle that said Danny O'Brien, for instance, so they would just bring in a new Danny O'Brien. That's a true story, too.
That's right. You ever remember Jack Sunday up there? Remember
oh, him? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jack is now doing afternoons at a station in Indianapolis and doing very well.
Well, good. And, of course, and there's a legendary station up there to be IBC.
In fact, that's where Jack is right now. He's Jerry Baker.
That's his real name, isn't
yeah,
it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jerry Baker's up there now doing afternoons for WIBC and doing real well. John, when you were you here that night when that whole Burbank drama went on?
Yes, I was, Joe. In fact, this people, again, you know, you got to be careful on these things because you get too radio-ish. You know, you can sit here and talk all night about these things, and for someone who's never been in a radio station, it doesn't make any sense. I was going to say, talk about a lazy Susan, which is not a woman, but a cartridge rack. You know, we have all the thousands of tapes in a radio station, and this is a huge lazy Susan that is maybe 8 feet high, and at the time, with all that ruckus you heard on the end, I don't think it was on the tape there, but the Lazy Susan got pulled over with about 1,000 of these tape cartridges in it. It got pulled over on the floor. Yeah, I was here.
Fun cleaning that up.
That's right.
Did the phones go crazy?
Went crazy, because before we did that, we said that it was a recreation or it was a spoof or whatever. You had to say that to make it legal, but we didn't make a big deal out of it, if you know what I mean. We probably buried it under a drum roll or something like that. So, yeah, the phones did go quite crazy because, you know, they figured he'd been shot. And, of course, the policeman came down here because people were calling the police department. Shake a wild thing. It's Johnny Randolph on Wacky. This is the last night for Wacky, changing music to beautiful music.
Less than a half hour to go here, John.
Half hour to go. We have heard, we must be getting out tonight. We heard from Lewis in Lexington, who called up. And Lewis is from Louisville, and he remembers being 6 years old when he kicked off Wacky from WGRC, We're George Rogers Clark, and kicked off playing the Purple People Eater. And then we got a call from Rick Darby. And Rick was one of the guys that ran the Rudy Ratfink tapes out of the transmitter you were talking about before, about how they're the Sam Seberg jukebox out of the transmitter out in J-Town. And the engineer would run that and put the Rudy Ratfink in. Well, Rick Darby was one of the guys that did that, and he called up, and he has a station down in Pikeville or Pineville. I never can get those straight, but they're not too far from each other down eastern Kentucky.
Close enough.
Hey, sure. Hey, yeah. You know, what's a 50 miles among friends, right?
That's right.
Well, what do we got here, Joe? We got
let's hear some more vintage tapes. How about that?
How about vintage tapes? Okay. All right. Here is Dude Walker.
Who's doing weather now in Memphis.
Doing weather in Memphis. He is from Memphis, a native of Memphis, by the way. He and Burbank came here about the same time and did not come from the same station. You know, you talk about ironies. The station that Dude Walker came from, I worked for a year and a half down in Memphis. And the station that Gary Burbank came from in Memphis was what they would call an urban station, rhythm and blues station, whatever, and he used the name Johnny Apollo down there. Burbank got his name here at this station, and he got his name after beautiful downtown Burbank, and Gary Owens on Laugh-In sounded like Burbank, and that's how he got the name Gary Burbank. And Dude Walker, we just gave him another name that would sound better than Johnny. Wait, let's see. Burbank was Johnny Apollo in Memphis, and Walker was Johnny Dark. That's right. So we got rid of the Apollos and the Darks and renamed them. And here is Dude Walker, who has a most unusual voice. I've never really heard a voice quite like his before. It was a kind of a deep, hard-driving voice, and it sounded like he was yelling, but he really wasn't. But here is Dude Walker on Wacky.
Those are the Exiles with Church Street Soul Revival. Good evening, everybody. 703 WAKY. More music time on the Dude Walker Show. Bobby Sherman. La 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 la. Dig it.
La la la.
Butterfly time on the Dude Walker Show. WAKY weather. Mild with periods of rain tonight, a low of 37. Colder tomorrow morning with a chance of rain or snow. The high tomorrow should be about 40. Right now, I want you to be careful because we have rain in Louisville. Slick streets, 58 degrees.
Have you ever heard the sound of color?
Now at your nearby Taylor Drugstore.
WAKY, Louisville music.
Song has done nothing but move right up the chart. Already, it's number 3 on the Big 30 Hit Parade. That's B.J. Thomas, everybody. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
W-A-K-Y.
It's 710 WAKY, Iron Butterfly time on the Dude Walker Show. Rhodes has fashion buttoned up. The adult single section in Robinwood Apartments will be completed and ready for you gentlemen, single and over 25. They're built and managed with love. Commercial free. WAKY plays at least 8 in a row.